start putting on the show tonight are the Montessori Elementary and Secondary School Ithaca again. Don't you think it's a nice evening to put together? Wonderful. I was so excited to introduce the tears earlier. I forgot to say who I was. I'm Heather Dunbar from the Salt Creek Show. And it personally gives me a lot of pleasure to be introducing Doc Watson. He's not simply one of the best flat pickers in the world. I heard the excitement when the lights were blinking before. People who've seen him before are very, very excited to be here again and see him again. But he is a national treasure. So let's put our hands together for Doc Watson.
If we don't pick pretty good, there won't be no excuse for it, will there? That was a little loud in the house, but he got it. I'd like to say that if anybody came to see a fancy show, we'll just want the heck out of you. But if it's just some picking and grinning, we'll see what we can do about that. And hope you all enjoy the heck out of it. I'll tell you who these other two fellas are just in a minute, but first we're going to pick a couple. Here's one, an old timer I learned from an old Vernon Dell Hart recording. Jack don't ask me to say what his real name was because I forgot. Thank you. it ain't gonna be long. No, won't be too long till I'm gonna be gone. Maybe on the New River Train. Right on the New River Train. Right on the New River Train. That same old train that brought me here is gonna carry me away. '69. Me and my son Merle came up here and did a half of an album here at Cornell University. I think I played this song up here, and then, but I believe I stumbled through it on the banjo. And before we get any further down in the show, I might get all caught up in the picking and forget to do this. This man in the middle on the good harmony singing and bass romping there is Brother T. Michael Coleman from Nashville, Tennessee. That's him. Welcome. And then that fellow again with that hot guitar in his hands tonight from Mooresville, North Carolina, Brother Jack Lawrence. So let's make it now welcome to him. And you've all figured out who this big mouth thing is, don't you, said about him. What I want to do is a little courting song that I used to hear my dad play on the old five string that he made for me back when I was 11. Let me get that up first. I won't be on the guitar. There you go. So I'll be the guitar with it. Goes like this. Cheeks as red as a blooming rose, and eyes of the prettiest brown. She's the darling of my heart, sweetest little girl in town. Wish I had a glass of wine and bread and meat for two. I'd set out on the golden plain and give it all to you. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Shady Grove, as sweet as brandy wine. There ain't no girl in this whole world that's prettier than mine. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Little Shady Grove, don't want no gal at all. And if I had any love, and picking. There was a song in there that a fellow named Kokomo Arnold put together. It's not Kokomo's version of it, but it's his song because they, in this version, they borrowed verses from two or three of his other songs to kind of fill it up with it. It's something called Milk Cow Blues. Oh, like to do a little bit of Big Sandy and Salt Creek right here for the guitar pickers. I'd like to hear the fiddle tunes flat pick them on the guitar. Me and Jack will take turns at the wheel on these two tunes. See what we can get done here. Jack, the wheels is rolling better than I thought they was going to roll tonight, so I feel pretty good. Description of a lazy country boy on a hot summer day. That's Doc Watson. Goes like this. The sun comes up and the sun goes down. The hands on the clock go round and round. We just get up. It's time to lay down. Life gets tedious, don't it? Well, she was on the night of the show. I don't care. I reckon ain't going nowhere. I wash my face and comb my hair, but it's too much wasted effort. door and the flies swarm in, and then I shut the door and I'm sweating again. And in the process, crack my shin. Just one darn thing after another. The cow went dry and the hens won't lay, and the fish all quit biting by Saturday. My troubles keep piling up day by day. Now I'm getting dangerous. Instead of the one I had in the head, let's do the R-Holler. Let's do a bluegrass song. Let me get the G and B flat there. He changed my head. I had something else in my mind. See, we don't make out these programs before we get out here. We just kind of think them out as we go. And usually it'll work out better that way. Before we get into something serious here, let me tell these folks a little lie that they might laugh at. No, this ain't no lie. We little fun tale I heard one of my brothers-in-law tell. He said that this old boy one fall decided instead of taking all them nice cured out country hams down selling them in one lump sum to the butcher, he'd peddle them off his little pickup truck. That Saturday morning he was doing great. He come to the preacher's house and the lady came to the door and said, "Sir, what brand are these hams?" And he said, "Well, ma'am, I'll tell you, these are damn hams." And she says, "Well, now this is a preacher's home. We don't talk that way around here." He says, "Now, lady, I don't mean that kind of dam. My farm's right back of the dam. You can see it from your porch right here." "Oh, I'm sorry, sir." She looks over their hams and buys two of the nicest little plump hams you ever picked up. And that night on the dinner table, she had some of the best baked ham a mortal ever stuck a fork in. Naturally, the old preacher loaded his plate up nicely and with all the trimmings to go with that good baked ham. And the three boys were sitting in a row down from Dad. Naturally, the oldest boy was sitting next to Papa. She asked the oldest son, said, "What would you like to have on your plate, John?" And he said, "Mom, I'd like to have all that damn ham and preacher. It's over patty on the head," said my son. "This is preacher's home. You know we don't talk that way right here." The second young man, when she asked him, said the same thing. He reached over and slapped him on the head and said, "I told you we don't talk that way around here, boys." She asked the third little fellow what he wanted. He was about 9 or 10 years old. He said, "Mom, I believe I'll take some of them black eyed peas. That damn ham will get you in trouble." We might have a bluegrass band or two in the house. breakneck speed bluegrass. You and Jack have already done that. This is a tonsil stretcher. Or a vocal larger structure. Yeah, this is a Jimmy Skinner tune called The Dark Heart.
Thank you.
Yeah. That will change the face of the picking and grinning a little text and do a little narrative that Brother Merle Travis put together. Oh, well back over in the 40s. I think Mr. Tex Williams, man, had a hit record on this.
I used to hear him play over WCKY in Cincinnati.
It did. Some old guy up there they call Uncle Tom, that was a DJ that spun all one of those old 78 records about just before the 45s came in with big holes in them. Anyway, this little song is a little thing, or a little narrative, the thing that shows you all the inconveniences there are to the cigarette habit, and it's called Smoke, Smoke. 2, 3, 4. Now, I'm a fellow with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman I've been told, the kind of a guy that wouldn't even harm a fiend. But if me and a certain character ever met the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Well, it ain't because I didn't smoke myself, and I don't reckon it ain't your health, for I smoked them nearly half my life and ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same, at that and garbage or a poker game, everything's got to stop while I have a cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Blah, 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 then if you smoke yourself to death, don't think you would go and get that shoe, it's the big you win. You just gotta have another cigarette, like one guy. The other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right. The kings and the queens just get around. I called a fool and bet him half, but I bluffed his work on that certain guy, but he just kept raising and laying that money down. He raised me and I raised him. Sweat and blood, I got a sink as well, but he finally calls and he don't raise the bet. I said, Aces, fool, pal, how about you? And he says, well, I'll tell you in a minute or two, right now, I'm just bound to have a cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Bum, 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 if you smoke yourself to death, don't think you're a gold kick that you reach big people. You just gotta have another cigarette. Cutest little gal, she sure did rage. She was a hybrid, kind of fancy little thing. She said she loved me, and it seemed to me that things is about like the old bee, so hand in hand we walked right down Lover's Lane. She was old, so far from a chunk of ice, and our smoochy park was going real nice and so far. I think I might have been there yet. But when I gave her a kiss and a little squeeze, she says, Doctor, excuse me, please, but I'm just bound to have another cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette, that hurt my feeling. Wow, 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 feel if you smoke yourself to death. Don't think you're a good one, keep that you hate to make it quick, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
Baby, honey, don't you cry.
your pipe is standing by.
Let it rain a whole lot. Olympic wave, you may go walk on the side. I got two teeth, river blue. My old gal's a sweet little cloud, and she walks just like a waterfowl. When I get two teeth, river blue, there ain't no one to cry for me, and the fish all boil on the spree. When I get two teeth, river blue. yesterday you would agree. She's a pretty sight to see, and a treasure indeed for a man to find. If I needed you, won't you come to me? Will you come to me, love, and ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I'd swim the seas for to ease your pain. Yes, I'd swim the seas for to ease your pain.
Thank you very much. We have a new album that will be released this week sometime. I don't know if it's already been released yet or not, but it'll sort of get its debut over at Carnegie Hall when we take over there. Right on this week. Okay, good morning. Folks gonna pick over there. I bet we'll have a good time. Odette is gonna be there, and Gene Ritchie, and Kenny Michael, and Bob, and Jack, and
Iron Butterfly.
Come up with the prettiest little blues melody you ever heard. He said, "Now, what's the one Sinatra Merch to this?" And about 10 years later, he talked about that fast, but I think he talked faster than he does now. About 10 years later, I come up with a word or two that sort of fit in the song. It's called "Sitting Here Picking the Blues," and the album title is "Picking the Blues." So they got close to our song title. 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
if she could only understand her lonesome, tender-hearted man. I wouldn't go around all day feeling such a low-down way. I'm feeling so lonesome and low, sitting here a-picking the blues, wishing my baby would come back home to me, hoping that maybe she'd remember how it used to be. I'm feeling so lonesome and low, sitting here a-picking the blues.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sure there's quite a few folks in the house that haven't read any of the liner notes on the earlier albums I did. I think Mr. Ralph Rensler may have expounded a little based on the music I did in the 50s. I had me one of them electric guitars had a gear shift up here. I had two, three faucets right down here. You could turn it to kind of juice through the thing. With all you can make that gentleman feet and pinch note. You do it better than I do, Jack. Huh? Yeah, that's the way it runs. If you set it a certain way to do that, put it in third gear up here, you know. Twist one of them faucets to try. Anyway, the little rockabilly group, or sort of country swing, or whatever you want to call the group I played with in the 50s, played a different, we played a mixture of the old pop standards and a bunch of square dance teams. Used to play the devil out of that Black Mountain Rack. The folks were square dancing on the horn and give out, and then somebody else would pick it a while. They'd get tired of that, and they want me to pick this one right here. And I know y'all throw nothing at me, because I'm going to sign something totally different. Treat me like a fool, treat me like a fool, but love me, take my faithful heart.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, folks. Thank you for the flowers from the lady, from the homesick lady from Boone. Thank you much. Thank you much. The Bendy pollinator. You did that back without trying. I'd like to thank you all for coming to hear us play tonight. Bless your heart. We appreciate it a whole heap. And on our behalf and behalf of the little charity thing we were working, we hope we did some good. And we hope every one of you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed doing it. And we'd like to thank good old boy on the sound back there, buddy. We appreciate the whole bunch. You was right on all the money. Thank you. Yeah, I love that 58. It makes me sound wicked. Yeah. Sound like Phil Harris, yeah. after the picking and grinning here, T. Michael will have some albums. Where'd you see? Out in the lobby, I think, at the table, he'll have three of albums by Doc and Michael and Merle and some other fellas. Sam Bush and Mark O'Connor play some on one of them. Anyway, he'll be glad to oblige if you'd like to have a record. Or a tape. And I'd especially, as soon as I get that string fixed, I'd like to thank Jack and Michael for some kind of fine job. Let's give them another hand. And this, I guess, is our most requested song, so we better do it for you for a little encore here. Across that river called the Rio.
silver and gold. Me and the gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with it. And I got away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud went long and lean, the color of the sun and his eyes were green.
Thank you, buddy. God bless you. Good night.